Erev Tov, today's Amud in a Raisa, Yumadaf Pehei Amud Beis, Yumad Pehei Amud Beis. To quickly review Pehei Amud Aleph, we started with a seemingly austere in Shmuel. Shmuel had said that by Pikuch Nefesh, we don't go based on Rav. We don't go based on Rav, so meaning even if you have nine Goyim and one Yid in a room, and a wolf falls down on one of the people there, so if they're all stationary in that room, we said anyway, you don't have to come out to Chiddush Shmuel because we have a concept of Kokavua, Kemechza, Mechzadami, and therefore it's 50-50 regardless. Even though it's a ratio of 1 to 9, it's still considered 50-50. So of course, Safak Pukul Nefesh, assuming that we take Pasha from our mission already, and Safak Pukul Nefesh, we are Mechal Shabbos, so there too, you dig them out. The Chiddush was, even if they left that room and they were Parish into another room, when we say called the Parish, Muba Parish, we still would say, that you don't go based on Rav Pukul Nefesh, and therefore we are Mechal Shabbos on the suffix that the wolf fell on the one person who was a Yid. The Gemara made a distinction, but if only some of the people from the first room went into the second room, so you had nine Goyim, one Yid in the room, and let's say five of those people went to another room, we don't even know if the Yid is in the second room. There's not even Muchzik, there's a Yid there, over there, and Achami, even Shmuel would agree, over there we say that you go based on the regular dinim of Rav, and the assumption is that the Yid's not even in the room, and therefore you would not be Mefakeh of Zagal, you're not Mechal Shabbos to dig him out on Shabbos. Then the Gemara brought in a discussion. It started from a discussion with Rav Shmuel on the Mishnah in Machshirin, which discusses a city which has Yidden and Goyim Kusa mixed together. And we said, if you find a child there, an abandoned child, and you don't know what his status is, what his yichus is, if Rav, the people that are Kusa, has a Siddin of Kusi. If Rav, Yidden, is a Siddin of a Yid. If it's 50-50, we say we treat it like a Yid. And then Shmuel came along and said that we are Mefakeh Chagal. In such a case, we dig up the rebel again on Shabbos. The question is, why is Shmuel saying a dafka over there? He says that even by Rav Goyim, he would say it. The Gemara says in Achami, Shmuel meant to say that when you said Rav Kusim is a Kusi, it's avada. Even over there, you'd still dig up, if the wall fell on this unknown child, you'd still dig up the wall to save this child, even though we don't have zichas and Rav people that are Kusim, because you don't go bust a Rav like Shmuel's klal. So that's how we would interpret it going on the mission as well. And the Gemara just elaborated. So what were the dinim of the mission then? The mission's dinim were that Gabe Rav Kusim is considered a Kusi, he's still saving his life, Mechal Shabbos, but you can feed him Nevelis. When you sustain him, Lach Yesai, we feed him Nevelis. Rav Yisrael, what does that teach me? Lach Zeh Vedasa, it's a Chiev to return that faith to him, like Yisrael. And Rav Mechza Mechza, you treat him like a Yid, that means, Linezakim, we ultimately landed at the case was where his Shar was Nagach Hashar of a Yid. If it's a guy, a guy is paying as a Shalom. If he's a Yid, he only pays Chatzin Ezek. So this guy could say, I'm paying you Chatzin Ezek, I have to pay that man of Shach. And the other half, you want me to pay, prove I'm a guy. If you can't prove I'm a guy, I don't have to pay. That's the size Mechza Mechza, that we treat him by Mechza Mechza like a Yid. That was all essentially related to the idea of Shmuel, that you don't go bust a Rav by Pekuach Nefesh. We spoke out just briefly to repeat, we typically don't go over the raid, but we spoke out for Reb Chaim. If you don't go busser Rav by Nefashas, so how do we use Rav opposite in a court to paskal the Misa and to be chayv some Misa? Adrab, we go based on Miyat, and we say even if there's a Miyat chance that it's a Yid that's in trouble, we are Mechal Shabbos to save him. So when you have a court and Miyat are saying that he's Pater and Rav is saying he's chayv, use the Miyat and save him and say he's not going to be chayv. As a effect, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik Zatzal answered Reb Chaim a big yisite, a chilik between Rubai Kekulai and Hulchan Acharev, right? Hulchan Acharev is, well, you don't know what the status of this child is in this case, we say, go bust a Rav, we tell us he's a guy, and we say, you don't go bust a Rav, and we conserve for the possibility he's a Yid, and Mechal Shabbos. In a Bezdin, it's Rubai Kekulai. Once you have Rav of the Bezdin, and we pass like them, it becomes like 100%. It's not, we don't even see the Rav in a Miyat anymore. All we see is the Rav, and therefore we pass on the Misa, a big Yisayid, it comes up in other places as well, big Yisayid from Reb Chaim. Okay, then the Gemara explained that when the Mishnah says that if the wolf falls down on someone, suffolk if he fell on the person or not, suffolk if the person is alive or not, suffolk if it's a Yid or a guy, the Chiddush Mishnah is, even if you have all three of those fakas, still we're Mechal Shabbos. And then the Gemara briefly mentioned that if you find him alive, you continue to dig up the rubble. Of course, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush was, even if he's only going to live Chayasha, even if he's only going to live for a few hours, still you continue to Mechal Shabbos. And we pointed out yesterday, there's a question we'll have to deal with when we get into it today, that one of the sources that you Mechal Shabbos to save someone's life is because mutav is a svara, better to be Mechal one Shabbos in order to save and have many Shabbases. Well, this guy's only Chayasha. He's not going to have many Shabbases. So what's going to be in that case? We'll get to it when we see the Gemara on that. Okay. And then we discuss if the guy's dead, you leave him there. Of course, why would you keep digging if you know he's dead? And we said, because maybe there was a svara we knew by fire that you let him move the mace in order that it doesn't get burnt We say you move the mace by a fire in order that the mace doesn't get burnt. And why we mace is muktzah? Why you let him move it? Because the Chachamim said, let's be matir the isadra abundant muktzah. Otherwise, he's going to put out the fire because he doesn't want it to burn the mace. And putting out the fire can encroach on a isadra daraisa. So maybe there's some sort of concern here as well. We said, there's no concern. What are you going to do? The mace is there. It's stationary. It's not going anywhere. And what are we going to say? You could dig it up because otherwise, what are you going to do? Digging up is the only act over here. You're not allowed to dig it up. And we're not concerned. There's no takana to make to move the mace in order they don't dig it up. You can't move the mace yet. You have to dig it up still. And therefore, there's no takana in that regard. Okay. And then lastly, there's a conversation. The last conversation we had yesterday was about where we check for to see if the guy's alive. One man number say you check from the nose. If it's breathing, other man number say you check from the heart. And just to skip to ultimately, the end of that Gemara, the Gemara came out that Avad, everyone agrees, the Iker life, you know, is Ruach. Neshama ba'apav, the ikar life is certainly nishmas ruach chayim ba'apav. I should say we know that the life is coming from the breath, coming from the nose, the mouth. We mean if you're digging up the rubble and you uncover from bottom to top. So this one man number says once you uncover the heart and he's not breathing, that's it. You can rule that he's dead and move on. And the other man number says no, you have to go to the nose and check. Maybe he's breathing by the nose and he really is still alive. But everyone agrees that if it was digging and he came from. And you started from the head downwards, and you see he's not breathing by the nose. Then there's no more reason to dig further. We know for sure that that he's dead. The more we'll try to connect it to the Yitzir of Avlad, and the Yitzir of Avlad, according to one opinion, maybe it's from the head, other opinion from the stomach. We deflected it. Okay, let's pick it up from Ukvar Hayyab Shimon Rabbi Shmuel. So we are right by the last line before it gets wide. On Amud Aleph, Behem and Aleph. We have a lot to cover, but this first Gemara reads rather quickly. The Gemara is going to bring, if I remember correctly, eight sources. Why we say that Pikuch Nefesh Derech HaShabbos. How do you know Pikuch Nefesh Derech HaShabbos? Says Gemara, Kfar Haya, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Azariah, Malach B'derech. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Azariah were all walking, the three of them walking on the road, these three giants. The Levi Asadar, Rashi says, why is it called Sadar? I don't know. I'm not sure what he was Masadar. And the Mepharshim, other Mepharshim speak out that he's Masadar Brises. He organized some Brises. Okay. The Levi Hasadar, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Azariah, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi son. Named Rabbi Shmuel, meaning there was the famous Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Azariah, and Rabbi Azariah had a son named Rabbi Shmuel. So this Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Azariah, and Levi Asadar were walking behind them. Machanach Ram, they walking behind these three giants. And Nishlo Shalazu b'fneim, and they raised the following question: Menayin Pikuch Nefesh Derech HaShabbos. How do we know that Pikuch Nefesh Derech HaShabbos? I'm going to add another question to that. How do we know that to save a life for Derech HaShabbos? Number one, maybe not Machal Shabbos. Maybe Torah Mitzvah is more important than life, and you're not Machal Shabbos. Number one, we know the ultimate answer that you are, but how do you know? But also, how do you know Masafik? Remember, our Mishnah said that Machal Shabbos, even for a Safik Pikuch Nefesh. So we need to bring Raya to both Shlavim, to both those levels. Let's see. Nen Rabbi Shmuel. So each one of these giants, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Azariah, are going to give a Pshat, and then we'll have five additional Pshatim. Pshat number one. Nen Rabbi Shmuel, answered Rabbi Shmuel, said by the famous parasha of Baba Machteris. The halacha is if a ganav is coming, tunneling in, we speak outside, we say inside. If a ganav is tunneling into someone's house to come steal, and the Baal Bais finds the ganav there, tunneling in, the Baal Bais is allowed to, nitin latzil benafshay, he's allowed to kill the guy. He's allowed to kill this perpetrator. Why? Because the assumption is, and maybe we're going to have ourselves, maybe it's being part of the Mara's deflection, but the assumption is that the person who's coming to steal, he's coming in to get what he needs, and if he's faced with the Baal Bais, who's willing to fight back, he's going to kill him. So he becomes a raidif, and therefore, in order to save his life, he's allowed to kill the guy. It says the Mara as follows. Im machteres batzek imitzagana pasuk says if the ganav is discovered while tunneling in umazesh pasuk amamayna shesafik amamamaba safik anafashesba. Maybe this guy was only coming from mammon, and maybe he wasn't willing to engage in combat. He wasn't willing to kill safik. That maybe he's willing to kill safik. Maybe not. We don't know for sure. The thief is willing to kill, and yet shvichas damim, killing the thief is murder. Shvichas damim, it's murder in a case where it's needed, but it's murder. And look how chum a murder is. Shvichas damim metameh ha'aretz begarim ha'shechina shesag mi'Yisrael. Shvichas damim is metameh the land, and it's garim that the Shechina, it causes the Shechina to leave Klal Yisrael. Yet, nidlan tzil b'nafshoy, still you're able to save the owner. He can save himself by killing the thief. Kavachaymer pikuch nefesh derech shabbos. So kavachaymer that pikuch nefesh is derech shabbos. If it's decha that causes the shechinah to leave and be metam of the land, certainly it's decha shabbos. Saving a life is decha shabbos. Now this would be a good riot even suffolk, because we're saying the ganav suffolk if he's coming to kill or suffolk if he's just coming to steal, and still you're allowed to kill him. So we see pikuch nefesh even a matzah of suffolk. This would be a good riot to a case of suffolk. At this point, okay, says the Gemara. Nenar Bikiva Amar. Rabbi Kiva says, "I have a different source." V'chiyazit ish al reiu. The Gemara doesn't quote the next part of the pasuk, but it's lahargi ba'arma. If a man is, you know, he intentionally he's yazid, means amazed, on his friend to kill him the arma, with the, you know, with the trickery or with cunningness, is taken from the Mizbeach for his punishment to be killed. Now we darshan Meim Mizbechi, Vlei Mal Mizbechi. We take him from Meim Mizbechi, from aside of the Mizbeach, but he's still besides the Mizbeach, but when he's already in the middle of Veda, you don't take him away. So the din is, you take a fellow away that's being tried for murder if he hasn't started that Veda. If he started the Veda already, let him finish the Veda, you don't take him away. Now, here's the part, this next part is an important qualification, which we'll need for our Raya. That's Rabbi Kiva's member. This that we don't take away the Kayin, who is middle of Aveda, once you start Aveda, you don't take him away. To kill him, you won't take him away. But what if you don't need the Kayan in order to kill him? I mean, he's not the alleged murderer in this case. Rather, top of Abeis, Avahachyes. What if you need the Kayan to bring life? What does that mean? He's the aid. Let's say the Kayan is the one that potentially knows testimony to vindicate or to make innocent someone else who's on trial. If the Kayin himself is the one that's on trial, that's going to be on trial for murder, we say, if he's doing Avaida already, leave him. Let him finish the Avaida. If he didn't start yet, take him. But if it's the Kayin, it was one that knows Eidus, says Gemara, top of a maze, Aval Hachyais, Afil Me'al Mizbechi, if you come to get him to say testimony to save someone else, then you take him away even from middle of the Avaida, and that's going to be a key point, you take away from the Avaida, you Deicha the Avaida, in order to have this testimony to save, potentially save this guy's life, the guy who he knows testimony about. Says the now, Umaz, that's your suffix, who knows if his testimony is a testimony that's going to be sufficient in court to save the life of this guy who is accused of murder? We don't even know. And furthermore, every single Shabbos, we do have Vaida on Shabbos, even though it entails Shechita as a very basic form of Michal Shabbos. There's like Torah, there's other stuff also, but Shechita is certainly Michal Shabbos, and we do it anyway. So we know about this Derech Shabbos. And the Kayan's potential Suffolk testimony to save the accused is Deicha Avaida. So if a Suffolk saving a life is Deicha Avaida, and Avaida is Derech Shabbos, let's employ some transitive laws of mathematics here. If this is Deicha Shabbos, and if it's Deicha Avaida, certainly Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos. Says Gemara, Kavuchaymer, the Pikuach Nefesh should Deicha Shabbos. Certainly, Kavuchaymer, Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos. Okay, that's what we keep a source. Next. Then the Blazavai Merlez brought a different source. Uma Mila Shibech, the Masayim, Babar Mishmainim, Evar Mishbadim. Person has 248 limbs, and one of them is not perfect when he's born, obviously. The Arla, he's an Arl. Yet Deicha Shabbos, we know the mitzvah of Mila is Deicha Shabbos, we do Mila on Shabbos. Simply to save his own body, to perfect his own body, so to speak, to save him from dying, is Derech Shabbos. If one Aver is Derech Shabbos, certainly saving his own body is Derech Shabbos. Rabbeis B'Yudayimer, fourth source, as Shabbos. Now the first three were the people that are part of the story that were walking on the road. Now we're bringing up other Tanayim that weren't present in that story. Rabbeis B'Yudayimer, as Shabbos says, the apostle says, you should watch my Shabbos. Yochel Akol, I would think you have to watch my Shabbos, and therefore, in all circumstances, you're not allowed to be Aver on Shabbos. Yochel Akol. That even Pikuach Nefesh, Tamalemer Ach, Pasas Ach Chilik, Ach is typically found as a being Mechalik to teach me that one is able to be Mechal Shabbos for saving a life. That's source number four. Source number five, the Pikuach Nefesh Dechah Shabbos. Rabbi Yenison ben Yosef Aymer, Ki Kaidash Lachem, the Pasuk says, because Shabbos is Kaidash Lachem for you, we darshan, He Mr. Beitchem, Shabbos is given over to you, Shabbos and Matana give over to Klai Yisrael, Shabbos is given over to you, but you're not giving over to Shabbos. You don't give up your life for Shabbos. That is source number five. Number six, Rabbi Shimon Asya Eimer, Shomene Sosa, Shabbos, Amr Terad Chalal Olav, Shabbos is Achas Tei Shishmer of Shabbos. The passage describes what Shabbos in order to perform Shabbos throughout the generations. The Torah is focused on keeping many Shabbos in the generations. Well, guess what? If a guy dies, there's no more Shabbos for him. So it makes sense to call one Shabbos in order to keep many Shabbos. That's the Torah that's famous that we quoted already before earlier. And finally, the last pshat is from an Amira. So maybe I'm off by one. Maybe it's I think we're at. Four, five, six. We're at six. There's seven in total, not eight. Amar Bidur Shmuel. The first six were Tanayim. This is from Amira. Amar Bidur Shmuel. Yeah, awesome. If I was there, Hava Mina Didi Adi for me to do, I would say a better Torah, I think, than all theirs. And what's that? It's a basic Pasuk Chumash. V'chaybem. The Torah is supposed to live by the Torah and live by the mitzvahs. And V'lei Shamas Bem. Not to die by the mitzvahs. So that tells me that Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha any mitzvah. Because if the mitzvah is to live by mitzvahs, then it's Deicha mitzvah. We know there's the big three. We had a couple of bad ago. We had Rosh Hashanah, Avodah Zarah, Shiras Damim, Gilarayas. Okay, those those big three ones to keep a zayif for. But besides those three, we have a chayv I'm telling us that one should live by the mitzvah, not die by them, and therefore one should not give up his life for any mitzvah, including Shabbos. You should be mechal Shabbos to save a life. And that's, of course, Reb Shmuel, we'll see later in the next couple lines, why that's the famous one that we all know about. We don't know about the other, we don't hear so much about the other six reasons of the Tanayim. We hear about Shmuel's reason because the other six are going to have a percha. There must be a percha on all the six, but on the side. Before we go further in the perchas on all the other reasons besides Shmuel, so we, a couple points. First of all, let's work backwards. We just discussed that you should be Mechal Shabbos. One Shabbos is saved for many Shabbos. First of all, it's interesting that the one who's being Mechal Shabbos isn't necessarily the Chayla. It's someone else being Mechal their Shabbos to save the chaylu who keep many more Shabbos. Okay, we're talking about Shabbos in general. We look at it as a klal, right? Arvus, everyone's together. So one person bechal his Shabbos in order to save someone else to keep many Shabbos. Fine. But we asked before. So what happens? Bechay Isha. And we learned in the Mishnah, teaches a chiddush that you mechal Shabbos even bechay Isha. That's how we learned. The Gemara seems to say something like that in the Mishnah. But there is a conversation about it. It's not so simple. The Halachas Ketanis brings, right, let's say you know for sure the fellow is going to die. It's Chai Shah. He's not going to live till next Shabbos. He may not even live out the rest of the Shabbos. Says, in such a case, you're not Mechal Shabbos. Because since, according to this Pshat, at least, maybe according to Chaybim, you would, but according to this Pshat, that the word is Mechal Shabbos, save any Shabbos, we're not saving any Shabbos. He's not going to have many more Shabbos, and therefore he wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. Similarly, Chaybim speaks about what about by Shaita? What about by Shaita? A Shaita is not Mechal Mitzvahs. The whole reason why Mechal Shabbos is to save him to be Mechayim other Shabbos. But if he's not getting schar from Mechayim Shabbos because he's a Shaita, he's not Bar Mitzvahs, then it wouldn't work. And who had din l'chayra? A baby. Would be the same idea. A baby, a katan. Instead of a mitzvah, it should all be the same thing. Big chiddush should be. So those two, he didn't say not. He just debates, discusses by the Shaita. But they bring from the Halachas Ketanis that by a Chayah Shah, for sure, you're not Mechal Shabbos. However, Tosfos Kippurim argues and says, Shabbos harvest is lav davka. You don't have to keep many Shabbos. Being alive, you're able to keep mitzvahs. Shabbos Harbor is an example. The Torah says, keep Shabbos in order to have your children and a few generations keep Shabbos. So we made like a drush. Mechal one Shabbos to keep many. But that could be Shabbos. It could be other mitzvahs. Be Mechal Shabbos so you can learn Torah. You can daven again. Do another mitzvah. And that's enough to say Mechal Shabbos so that it still fits. But okay. But that works great by an adult and someone who's going to be at least conscious to keep more mitzvahs. What if it's taka baby? Back to the question, what about by baby? So the Bir Halacha brings that Avad is all Avdavka. It's clear that even a baby, even Chayesha, the life, just being alive, a Yid being alive, is valuable. And Mechal Shabbos, even if you can't come with any explanation of keeping the mitzvahs, it was a Svara to open up the license to Mechal Shabbos to save a life. But once you have that Svara, it applies even when you can't actually keep mitzvahs, Viharaya, a little baby, won't make it to Godless, still will be Mechal Shabbos, as is like the Bir Halacha. Now, back on the first source of Mi'im Mizbechi Tikhan Lamas, that was actually the second source. Mizbechi Tikhan Lamas, that was the source of Rabbi Kiva. So Sfasemis asked Abam Kasha, why can't Bezin just wait for the Kayan to finish the Avaida? We're saying if he could be the aid to testify about someone else's accused and save his life, we pull him away from the Avaida. Only when it's about him, we say, let him finish the Avaida, then we'll try him for whether he's capital punishment. But if it's for someone else and he's testifying, grab him right away. Why? Why talk to me? Why can't Bezin can't hold? Can't wait a little bit and then judge the case? Wait till there's a lawyer, there's a witness that we know exists. We'll wait till he's available and wait till he's able to testify. Says Fasam is a Gishmak Achab. And a Hanami, if Bezin knew the witness existed, they would wait till afterwards and just delay the whole case till the witness can come forward and testify till he finishes the Avaida. The case is where the Kayan knows that he knows testimony. Bezin doesn't even know. So the Kayan standing there doing Avaida, he knows he saw the story, he knows the guy's being tried for murder, and he has testimony that he thinks can exonerate the fellow. If he doesn't leave right now, the guy may get passed for Misa. Halach is, even if he's in the middle of Avaida, he drops the Avaida and he goes. If Bezin would know, they would delay it. They don't know. Bezin doesn't know. He knows himself. That's the drasha, says Fasemis. That the Kayan leaves the Avaida himself. So the Lashon of Mimz Bechit, Tekhen Olam, is take him. Right? But that's talking about taking the perpetrator, the accused, taking him himself, so that we understood that the corresponding is also is taking the Kayin away to testify. It's the Kayin taking himself away to testify. That's how the Sfasabas learns. A nice chakra, a nice chab question. And one last point, I mean, we can say this really in the Gemara, but one last point, we spoke about this in the past, and we started this concept of Kuv Nefesh, but the Chayadim says, when we're talking about being Dekha Shabbos, it applies also to a person's Ruchnias, not just the Gashmias. If a person's Ruchnias is at stake, now, you have to be a big decider, we can't just be, you know, we have to be very careful about people's ruchnias, but we can't just decide that every issue of ruchnius is pikuch nefesh of ruchnius. But if there's a concern that the person, if he does something, it could lead to for real serious leaving his entire practice of Yiddishkeit, that is also a form of pikuch nefesh. What's the nefesh here for? We're going to do Torah mitzvahs. And that also, you have to know what the guidelines are, when it could warrant being mechal Shabbos. But just like pikuch nefesh of physically dying, a person's life at stake is enough to mechal Shabbos, so too his nefesh in terms of his ruchnis as well, chayad brings, would have the same idea. Unbelievable. We didn't speak about it here in our race. We spoke about it in Daf recently. We started Perek Lamitzias about, we finished it a while ago already. When we started Perek Lamitzias about a month ago, we brought up that the concept of returning a mitziah is you have to have respect for someone else's money and to return someone's money. And Kolshkin, if I have to return his money, I got to return his guf. And that was one of the sources of the idea of kiruv, of being the car of people, being the Shabbos back. Okay, but on this, along these lines, Rav Meisha has some tshuvas describing what's the halacha about a person going crazy. Is that pikuch nefesh? And ultimately, Rav Meisha comes out that yes, a person, if we're scared that something's going to lead him to go crazy, even though he'll physically be alive, but if he's going to become a shaita, that also becoming a shaita, something that'll make him nuts, will also have a din of pikuach nefesh. That's also Yom Chal Shabbos that we actually spoke out in the past that taking medicines, pretty sure it's a tshuva for Rav Meisha as well, that if one is taking medicine and that unless he takes it for 10 days straight, he'll never be able to stop and he'll keep relapsing, and I'll have to keep taking it, then it goes in a circle. That alone, the fact that he may go crazy from it, is a head to take on Shabbos. That becomes like a borderline, like a pikuach nefesh. But that I may be misquoting that exact tshuva, but that idea is still there, that a suffix of going crazy is also pikuach nefesh. Okay, let's go a little faster. Said the Gemara now, all six of these responses from the Tanayim, we're going to have a percha. Shmuel's is going to remain unscathed. Let's see. Am Rav Kulis percha, Lebar Meshmuel, Midlase percha. All these sources have a percha except for Shmuel's, which doesn't have a percha, and they go through them one by one. Simple. Rishmuel, what's the percha? Rishmuel said that by someone tunneling in, you're allowed to kill him even though it's only a suffix. What do you mean? Maybe it's not a suffix. Dilmukha de Rava. Maybe it's like Rava explains over there. Dama Rava. My time in Machtaris, what's Prime Machtaris? So the Torah says you're allowed to kill the guy. Why does he deserve to die just for stealing? Chazak, because it's a chazaka that a person doesn't sit back from defending his money, which means the homeowner, when he finds the guy tunneling, he's going to fight back. And the ganef knows that. The ganef is tunneling knows that. And therefore, if I made the other to kill Apev Amar, and this ganef knows that the homeowner is going to confront him if he catches him, he's going to stand up to him, he's not going to give in. And therefore, he says to himself, obviously, part of his commitment is when he goes to tunnel in, he's committing to commit murder if that's what it takes. That is part of the commitment of tunneling in to steal. And the Torah says, one who comes to kill him, you're allowed to kill him first. This is Rav's interpretation of Dinabah Machteris. So it comes out that you're right. We still see Pikuch Nefesh is Deicha, Isurim in the Torah. You're allowed to commit murder to save a life, to save your own life. That you're allowed to do. So we still see that. But you know what we see? It's not a suffix. We were saying before, you need to get, that's what we pointed out. We need a raya that Pikuch Nefesh is Deicha, a Shabbos or any Isser, even for a suffix Pikuch Nefesh. Over here, Rava's Pshat renders it a Vade. It's called a Vade. It's a Vade that this guy tunneling in is going to kill. That's not a case of suffix. We found Vadei, but we still need a source for suffix. Next, Rav Akiva. The reason why Rav Akiva is not a good source is because Dilma Kitabai Melech Abaye. Dama Abaye, Masrin Le Zugadir Abana Leitem, Mamish Bidvarav, Veshcha Vade, Safmanol. Again, same deflection. That Abaye explains that we don't just take the Kayin off from Milva Veda. We make sure to send him, this doesn't fit so well as Fasemis, that he's the only one that knows that he has testimony, but we don't make sure to send him two witnesses to first verify whether this testimony he has is the type of testimony that could work in court, and only then we take him. Which means it's pretty much a Vadai. It's a Vadai, he has good testimony. If the Chachamim came and didn't think the testimony is good enough, I'm going to take him off of Avaida. So we're not taking him out of Avaida, misuffic that he's going to save a life. It's a Vadai that he's saving a life. So you're right, we write to have a Raya that for a Vadai saving a life, we are Deicha Avaida, which is Deicha Shabbos, and therefore Vadai saving a life is Deicha Shabbos. We still need a source that suffic of saving a life is Deicha Shabbos. And then the Mar just bunches the other ones together. V'kulan, Eshchem Vadei, Safim Nolan. And by all the other ayahs that we brought, those all are proofs that for a Vadei, Pikuch Nefesh, we're Deicha a mitzvah, we're Deicha Shabbos. How do we know that for a Safik Pikuch Nefesh, we're Deicha Shabbos? So the best source is Shmuel. Why? Because Shmuel says, V'chaybem. V'chaybem says it's a positive commandment to proactively live by Torah mitzvahs. That means if making sure you're alive is even a case of suffix, is still going to be over a single mitzvah to make sure you're alive, to keep all the mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, Shmuel vad las percha, by Shmuel there's no percha. Am Ravina v'tem Rav Nachman Yitzchak, tavacha de pilpula charifa, mil molei Sana the Kari. So Ravina, in some sense, Rav Yitzchak said about this, remember Shmuel was younger, he was an Amira, and we had six sources from Tanayim, and the six sources from Tanayim all had a percha, and Shmuel's did not, so it's better a sharp pepper. A pepper kernel is very small, but a sharp pepper kernel gives off a lot of flavor. It's sharp, and it gives off a strong taste. It's better than a basket full of melons. Meaning these, the mashal, of course, to the nimshal, the mashal is these Tanayim were like the melons. They were big. They were much bigger than the pepper kernel. Shmuel was smaller in comparison to the Tanayim. We're not debating that. But Lameisa, the flavor, the sharpness of the flavor from the pepper kernel sometimes can be more than the flavor you get from all the melons. Shmuel's source ended up surpassing all the source. And that's why, obviously, till today, if someone asks you, how do you know you mechal Shabbos, you mechal any mitzvah for Pekul Nefesh, we all know it's from Chaybem. That's the pasuk that we quote always from Shmuel. So the Mishnah. From here, the Mishnah focuses more on the kapara element of Yom Kippur. And there's a lot of parts of this Mishnah is very famous. We're not going to get to the bottom of the Amid, but we'll see the Mishnah, maybe the first Gemara. Let's see the Mishnah. Chatas v'ashem vadai. Chatas and Ashem vadai. Meaning, we know about Ashem Tali. Ashem Tali is Ashem that one brings when he's not sure if he's chayav chatas. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about Ashem Vadai. One of the five cases of Ashem Vadai, there's five scenarios, are Ashem Gzelus, Ashem Me'ila, if he did Me'ila and Hektish, or if he swore he doesn't have Yanam's Pekadim, Yanam's item, swore falsely, he's got to bring Ashem Gzelus, or Ashem Nazir. Nazir brings the Ashem at the end of his Parsha, or Ashem Metzaira. A Metzaira brings an Ashem, this is Parsha. Got one, a nice connection. This is Parsha Metzaira. A Metzaira brings an Ashem at the end of his process, or lastly, what's the fifth? Ashem Shifcha Charufa. If one lives with a partially wedded Shifcha to a Knani, so that's the five Ashamis. Those are Vadai. And the Chatas also is when he Vadai did a Chait. In those cases, that's Mechaper. That's a Kapar. That's interesting. The first should point out that we're going to speak out in the next line of the Mishnah that other things like Yom Kippur and Misa, you need Tshuva together with Misa, Tshuva together with Yom Kippur and Mechaper. Here too, you need Tshuva. It's not a willingness, you just be a carbon, everything's fine. You need tshuva as well. The assumption is that whatever level of tshuva you need, if he's bringing the carbon, he has enough of that tshuva, charata element. That's the mere fact that he's bringing a carbon, but Avadi has to have tshuva alone, just being the carbon is not sufficient. That's the first thing to speak out. Misa v'yoyim hakipurim, mechaperim tshuva. Misa yom kippur, when it comes to more stringent avirus, they're mechaper for together with tshuva. So you have tshuva starts the process and it gets completed by Misa, or we have Kippur. Tshuva mechaperes al veis kalas. Tshuva alone is mechaper for the lesser chamra veiras, which such as al asei, a regular bitl asei, al asei, or being over a regular asei, ababal chamuris, for a mitzvah, aver chamur, which we typically have aveiras that we associate with Misa b'yashamayim, karis, right, Misa bezdin. So those more chametik aveiras, that's taila ad shiave yom kippur mechaper. You do tshuva, but the tshuva waits, holds him. The tshuva holds him from punishment until Yom Kippur comes and completely wipes away the avera. Okay, says the Mishnah further. Fine, that's talking about so far chatas asham ashavadai and Yom Kippur and Misa and tshuva by itself. Ha'imer echtav ashav vechtav ashav. If a person says, "I'll sin and I'll do tshuva," I know I have a ticket out. I'll do the Avera and I'll do Tshuva. I'll do the Avera and I'll do Tshuva. Says the Mishnah famously, "Am I speaking about the last of the Tshuva?" We don't give him the opportunity. In Shemayim, they don't give him the opportunity to Tshuva. Echtav Yom Kippur Mechaper, or similarly, if a guy says, "I'll sin," and I know Yom Kippur is Mechaper, and we have actually a sheet in the Gemara, we've been saying that you need Tshuva. There's going to be a sheet in the Gemara that the day of Yom Kippur itself is a Kapara. Either way, if he says, "I'll sin," and Yom Kippur is Mechaper, and Yom Kippur Mechaper, Yom Kippur will not serve as a Kapara. Now, a couple of interesting points over here. First of all, on Echtav Ashav Echtav Ashav, the Mefarshim point out, Lemais, if he does Tshuva, we're not going to make it mespik miyadim. We know a balatayr masayna say there's an aid the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us yad shemayim when one tries to come to tshuva. So the person who says purposely I'm going to sin and do tshuva, I'll do tshuva. No, that doesn't work. He's not going to get that aid. But let's say he powers through it and he really cares enough and he does tshuva. Avada, he gets a kapara. Rambam the Rishonim bring doesn't mean he can't get a kapara. It just means in mespikim he doesn't get that help to do tshuva. But if he still fixes his ways, he can do tshuva. Now what's the pshat when a person says echtav ashev, why is such a problem? So Erech HaTzadikim explains, based on the Gemara, the famous Gemara comes on Kedusha, comes in a few places, that if a person, kivin she'avra adam, v'shanabai, nas like heter, or huchulai, it becomes mutter to him. This is a member of Avhuna or Vamnuna. But a person says aver once, twice, it becomes like a heter. And the Gemara asks, Kehetas agadaitach, because I did aver once or twice, it becomes mutter to me, because I did that aver twice? And the Gemara says, no, nas like keheter. Once I've done it a couple of times, I become accustomed to it, it becomes to me like heter. And doing tshuva from something which comes like heter is very difficult. Once it becomes like mutter to me, to do tshuva, because what's proper tshuva? Proper tshuva is both, obviously, charata, on what's done, It's a Kabbalah Asid, right? Vidai, that's Kabbalah Asid. Be Makabal, not do it again. Something which is not like Eter, very difficult. And that's what it means. Echtavashev, I'm going to do Avera, and then I'll get better. I'll do Avera, and then I'll do Tshuva. He's already done a couple times. That's very problematic. That's their Chassidim Shrad. Ramam Shrad is that there are certain Chatoim that are very big. Kind of like we have in the Parshas, related to Pesach, also in Yadayim over here, that Parai, Kosh Baruch is Mechazak, they have Parai, and he made it hard for him to talk of properly repent. What happened? So one of those different malchim, what happened to the Bechira, one of the malchim, based malchim are, when someone does a chit that's so big, itaka makes it difficult. The parsha of tshuva is really it's a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow for tshuva and allow for someone to be able to repent and get out of his bad ways. When the chet is so big, it's just taking away that siyata shmaya. It becomes more and more difficult. Certain chatayim are so big that it's more difficult to. It's not so much HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechazik leiv. It goes back to reverts back to the natural chain of events, and he's not entitled to that tshuva. So one of the things that has such a big chet, says Rambam, a person that premeditated says, I'm going to do the chet and then I'll fix it, that makes the chet disproportionately big. He's like, some say even deeper, he's abusing tshuva to do the chet. He's using the fact that there's tshuva to do the chet in the first place. Had there been no tshuva, the chassan wouldn't do a chet. Because he knows he could do tshuva later, that makes the chet so much worse, and therefore it's very difficult. Again, Rambam himself says, if the guy overcomes and does tshuva, he will get a kapara, but it's very difficult to do tshuva. And there's a chapshat. It's not simple. From the Maral. Maral says that there's 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. One of the mitzvahs in the Torah is tshuva. It's almost like that's what it means over there towards the end of St. Parshas Varm, right? Mitzvahs azois. This mitzvah is like Rechayke. What's it talking about? Right? According to Machlekes, famous Machlekes, Rambam, Rashi, is it talking about Torah or is it talking about, I think, what, sorry? Torah or tshuva, right? Exactly. Is it talking about, I think, Torah or tshuva? I'm pretty sure, sir. I'm talking about Torah or tshuva? Tefillah or tshuva? Torah or tshuva. So, according to the Ma'ad Amra that's talking about tshuva, clearly, there's a mitzvah to of tshuva. Elsewhere brings a mitzvah to be Yilash Ves El Hashem. His morale says a mitzvah to do tshuva. The only way to do tshuva, ironically enough, is to do Avera. So, when a guy says once, he says Medayik, the Lashon Mishnah. Hayim Echtavashim, Echtavashim. If he did it once, ironically enough, it was a Hechsha mitzvah. In order to do tshuva, he had to do Avera. So, okay, so we'd let him get with it. But if he's doing it a second time now, he's being. Like, he's showing that the whole reason he's doing this is just for the purposes of sinning and not for the purposes of the tshuva, of the mitzvah of tshuva, because he's already checked off that box, and therefore there's no excuse, and therefore it makes it much worse. Okay, it's more of a cute concept. I don't think Maral meant to be cute, but it's okay, let's see the Mishnah further. Avesh ben makayim, Averis between a person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yom Kippur b'mechaper, Yom Kippur b'mechaper. Averis ben makayim, famously, Ein Yom Kippur b'mechaper, Chetzer Chaver, Yom Kippur b'mechaper, until he gets reason from his friends, like the Pasuk says, Darash of Lazar Azariah, he's going to argue. He's not arguing. He's just going to show this from the Pesukim. Bikolcha the Seichem of the Hashem Keteru. We darash from Oy Chatam in front of Hashem. You get a Kapar Yom Kippur. Averish Ben Adonai Makayim Yom Kippur Mechaper. However, Averish Ben Adonai Mechaveroi Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper. Atchiratz Chaver until he makes his friend. He appeases his friend. Amar Rabbi Akiva Ashreichem Yisrael. This is really a Lag Bayra song, but it's because Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says Ashreichem Yisrael. Lifnei Mi Atem Tarim in front of you. Whom are you? Do you cleanse yourselves? Who cleanses you? Taishanda says there's two types of Yidden. Some Yidden, they get a cheshik to do tshuva on their own. Some Yidden, they don't get a cheshik because HaKadosh Baruch Hu motivates them. Lefnei Mi are those that come to do tshuva on their own. And Umi Mitar Eschem is those Hashem motivates to do tshuva. By the way, who is the tshuva happening in front of? Avichem Hashem Hashem Mayim. Father in heaven, Shnemar, Tzvak Deichem Mayim Terim, Mitar Tam, Eimer, Mikvi Yisrael Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mikvah for Klai Yisrael. Ma Mikvah Tar Samayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitar Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mikvah for Klai Yisrael. How fortunate are we that when we do tshuva, we're doing tshuva in front of Hashem. I said we'd go see a drop of Gemara. You know, I don't want to do it. We're too late. We're over. We're talking past our allotted time. Have a good evening.